Sermons from the Journey is an audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Rebecca Clark, pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church in Montpelier, Vermont, and blogging online at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening.
At about the time that we were worshiping and going home and gathering and having a pleasant afternoon last week, the Sikh community in Oak Creek, Wisconsin was gathering for their worship. The Sikh faith is separate from both Islam and Hinduism, although often confused for one or the other. It's a separate faith that believes in one God who is God of all people, of all the world, a faith that teaches peace and prayer and reminds its practitioners to always be attuned to, aware of God's presence. And the community is the fifth largest organized religion in the country, I believe, in the world. And the community gathered for their worship service, which is typically not presided over by a clergy person, but by lay folks who serve as the ministers for all. And Wade Michael Page walked into that temple and opened fire in that house of worship, killing six people and injuring several others. And when I heard that, my cry or my reaction was, how long? I was thinking of just a couple of weeks earlier when similarly James Holmes walked into not a house of worship but a place of entertainment, a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, and opened fire there, killing 12 and injuring many, many more. And I thought, how long? And so I went looking for the how long, I couldn't narrow down where I might have, which how long I meant. I think this is the one I meant, so let's try this one. From Psalm 13, there are a few places we could ask how long. Psalm 13 and the sort of title or heading for it in this little Bible that I have, which is from the Contemporary English Version, is A Prayer for the Lord's Help. How much longer, God, will you forget about me? Will it be forever? How long will you hide? How long must I be confused and miserable all day? How long will my enemies keep beating me down? Please, listen, holy God, and answer my prayers. Make my eyes sparkle again. Or else I will fall into the sleep of death. My enemies will say, now we've won. They will be greatly pleased when I am defeated. I trust your love, and I feel like celebrating because you rescued me. You have been good to me, Lord, and I will sing about you. Most of the psalms are songs of praise or thanksgiving, or songs and prayers that remind us of God's presence and steadfastness. But some of the psalms are psalms of lament that express the voice of sorrow and of grief. And several of them, those songs, those prayers of sorrow, begin with the words, how long? Or places in the psalm that turn from praise to lament turn on the phrase, how long? That sense that it's been a while, it's been a time since we have felt blessed or peaceful or beloved by God. And so we cry out, how long? Like we can't take it anymore. How much longer will we live like this? How long, O God? The psalmist cries out in a voice of despair and pain. in a feeling of personal brokenness in that particular psalm, and in other places in a feeling of communal brokenness. How long, O Lord, will you neglect your people? How long, O God, will you forget Israel? How long will you forget Jerusalem? This sense that we are in such a painful, sorrowful place, that it's been a long time already, and we have had enough. And crying out to God is sometimes the only thing we have, or the only thing we have left. When it doesn't make sense anymore, when the violence of the world around us doesn't make sense anymore. I don't care if you're sitting in a movie theater or a temple for prayer, it doesn't make sense that that's not a safe place. It doesn't make sense that somebody else would take that moment, would be so filled and so consumed with something, that they would take that moment to inflict violence, to bring murder into the midst of the people. That doesn't make any sense. And we try to rationalize it and understand it. We try to say that it's about racism and fear and people not understanding other religions or other traditions or other cultures around them, or that it's about mental instability or illness or brokenness, and you know, that the person is unstable in some way, and that explains it away, but it doesn't make us feel any better. And we hear these stories pile up time after time, again and again, until we really feel like we can't take it anymore. I read the same psalm out of the version, The Message, and it spoke to me in other ways there. I love the way the version I just read says, "Speak to me, and I want my eyes to sparkle again." But the way that it's interpreted by Eugene Peterson in The Message really evokes this sense of, we've had enough of this. So I'm going to read that one now. Same psalm. "Long enough, God. You've ignored me long enough. I've looked at the back of your head long enough. Long enough I've carried this ton of trouble, lived with a stomach full of pain. Long enough my arrogant enemies have looked down their noses at me. Take a good look at me, God, my God. I want to look life in the eye, so no enemy can get the best of me or laugh when I fall on my face. I have thrown myself headlong into your arms. I'm celebrating your rescue. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. I'm so full of answered prayers." This psalm of lament turns in the middle. Some psalms start with praise and turn to expressing the lament and grief. Some psalms start with grief and turn to expressing praise. This one turns in the middle. "Look at me, God. Turn to me, God, that I may rejoice again." And then ends with the psalmist saying, "I've received it. I've received what I'm looking for." I hear the anger almost, the bitterness, the cynicism in the beginning in that Message translation. "Long enough, God, I've dealt with this." And we might say, as a culture, as a people, long enough we've dealt with this violence. Long enough we've heard these stories in the news again and again of a person and a gun or guns and a room full of people like sitting ducks. Long enough. We've had enough. But it turns in the middle, and the psalmist says, "Look to me, O God." And then the psalmist goes further and says, "I am trusting in you." And I love that ending from the Message. "I have thrown myself headlong into your arms, trusting you, God, to catch me when I fall." Because that's the other place. I went to one of those search concordances and typed in, "How long, O God," or just, "How long?" And yes, there are all these psalms where people cry out to God, "How long?" But then there are all these other passages where it is God crying out to the people, "How long?" That's the other place we hear that phrase. It's in the books of the prophets. And as the prophets speak God's words, quite often God begins with the phrase, "How long?" It's quite often in the same paragraph that it's going to contain the phrase stiff-necked people, which is one of my favorite descriptions that God has for us, stiff-necked people. How long, God says to the people of Israel, how long, God says to us, are you going to persist in what you're doing? How long are you going to keep trying the same thing over and over as if that's going to work? How long, people, are you going to not listen to me and what I am trying to say and the love that I am trying to show you? I can imagine God saying, as we heard in the first translation, how long, God, it's been too long. I can imagine God saying, how long, my people, it's been too long. I don't imagine quite as well the frustration that I hear in the message, God saying, I've had enough. God doesn't say, I've had enough with you. We get fed up and we say that. But God doesn't say, I've had enough with you too long, too much. But laments the same way we lament. How long, O people? How long, O Israel? How long, O America? How long, O children of the world? How long will you be a stiff-necked people? How long will you, as Jesus says, weeping over the city of Jerusalem, kill the prophets and stone those God has sent? How long will you turn against each other? How long will you harbor and teach racism and fear? How long will you simultaneously stigmatize and demonize and yet fail to care for persons with mental illness? How long will you persist in a belief that laws restricting access to guns and ammunition are not necessary if we want to restrict the number of guns and the amount of ammunition that are unloaded upon the innocents? How long, O people, says God? Where it turns, where it always turns, is that peace in the middle. And that peace in the middle, whether it is God crying out to us, how long, O people, or us crying out to God, how long, O God, that peace in the middle is turn to one another. O God, turn to me. O people, turn to God. That we might realize that the distance, that separation, that the sense that it has been too long, that we've had enough, that God is weeping, is only because we have turned away. And we can turn again. Sure, we can arm ourselves against the violence we anticipate in the world, but that's not the way of that Jesus that Vicky read about, who talks about loving our enemies and turning the other cheek and giving people more than what they ask for. We can't necessarily keep the brokenness from happening, and we can't fight against the brokenness that is not violence, that is not visible and tangible, that can't be changed by laws or can't be combated by our own defenses. The stuff of living that happens to us and through us and in us, the pain and the sorrow that we experience. And so we lament and we cry out to God, and we feel that it has been too long and we cannot take any more. And God laments too and cries out to us. And even as we beg and kick and scream and rage and tell God, please pay attention to us, please turn to us, God invites us to do the same. Please turn to me. And sometimes we hear that, even in the midst of our own psalms of lament, even in the midst of the rain of bullets, of the voices on the talking television machine, doling out more and more reasons and more instances to be afraid and to be cynical and to be in pain about the state of our world. We hear a voice of hope saying, turn, turn, O people, it's been long enough. That we, like the psalmist might say, that we throw ourselves headlong into God's arms, that we trust fall, that we take all of our tears and our grief and our anguish and our cries of long enough, O God, and throw them along with ourselves into God's arms, trusting that God will hold us, trusting that God will catch us, that it has indeed been long enough for us to know it is time to rest in God's care, not because we've done something wrong and need to repent necessarily, but because we have lost the sense that we are beloved and we are cared for, and we can turn and trust and throw ourselves into God's arms, that our eyes may sparkle again, and that we may sing, whether we sing boldly and with beauty and on tune and in tune, or we sing with voices still breaking in our own mismatched sorts of ways, we can sing the praise of God and the thanksgiving for God's care. So I invite us to sing now, as we close our time together, a prayer of hope, a prayer of faith that God indeed grants us the wisdom and the courage and the strength and the peace to move beyond the worst of ourselves and our worlds, to throw ourselves into God's arms and trust that God heals the nations and heals us as well.